brought to you by entrepreneurs at the University of Utah. Welcome to the Live, Create, Launch podcast, where we try to provide tools and insights on how to become a better founder, creator, and innovator. Here we go.
And here we go.
Welcome. I'm your host, Gavin Van Wagener, and today we talk with Jaron Hall, who started Utah Maids as a student at the University of Utah just last year. The company Utah Maids brings new technology to the outdated residential cleaning industry. With Utah Maids, anybody can book a home cleaning in 60 seconds or less from their mobile device. They don't have to talk to anybody on the phone or know detailed information about their home. They simply select the date, time, and type of cleaning they want, and a maid will arrive on the scheduled date. Here's some motivation for aspiring entrepreneurs at LaSonde or elsewhere hoping to start a business. Jaron started this company with less than a few thousand dollars, and it has since reached well over $100,000 in revenue. These numbers were not achieved overnight, but it has grown to the size where Hall has hired a staff to cover day-to-day tasks like customer service and employee management. We talked with Jaron about how he used to monitor the stock market and make trades during boring classes in high school, his first few businesses that ultimately failed, and perhaps my favorite scrappy entrepreneur moment. When Jaron was around 8 years old, he went to the grocery store and bought a box of snappers. You know, those little things that pop on the ground when you throw them. Anyway, he went to his local city parade and started selling the poppers to the crowd, netting over $100, which he then put in his fanny pack, which is always the best way to carry around excess cash. Jaron is a talented and smart entrepreneur, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
And here we go.
We are joined by Jaron Hall, entrepreneur, inventor, creator. I'm highly recommended from all of the staff at LaSonde, and we feel very fortunate to have you in here and appreciate you doing this for us. Tell us a little bit about your background before college.
Yeah. So, I've pretty much been in Utah my whole life. I was born in Detroit, but I've lived here since I was like 3 years old or something like that. But growing up, sure, I had a lemonade stand as a kid, of course. I sold snappers at the parade, the 4th of July parade, like Murray Parade. And, you know, I'd make $100 doing that as a kid, which was huge.
You know, so you were just going around to kids with, you had them? How were you doing?
I'd go to, I think it was Albertsons at the time, where you could buy snappers by the box for like 30 cents a box or something like that. Yeah. And so, I was probably like 8 years old, and I'd be just walking up and down the parade and say like, snaps for sale, 3 for $1 or something like that. And that'd give me the money to, you know, buy my Heelys or scooter or whatever it is that I wanted at the time. So, I mean, I just have like a little fanny pack full of cash. So I guess, yeah, that was like one of my first businesses, if you want to call it that. It was really, I guess, around high school, I got interested in business. I got interested in finance, actually. I think I probably watched like the movie, you know, Wall Street with Gordon Gekko or something, and got interested in stocks and stuff. And so the moment I turned 18, I set up some Scottrade account and got interested in trading stocks. Didn't even really make any money, but you know, I'd wake up at 7:30 and watch the market open and just see what
happened. In high school, at 18 years old.
Yeah, just like in class, I'd have if they would let me have my laptop open, then I'd do that. Just like for fun, you know, I just had like $600 or like eventually I had a few thousand bucks in there, but yeah, that's what I did then. And then it was probably after high school where I realized finance is it's definitely incredible and fun, but I kind of got more interested in the creative side of things. I was definitely still interested in graphic design and stuff, and so I wanted to kind of be more involved in creation of something a bit more new, I guess, or something that was like more focused on like what I'm building rather than like, I guess, learning the ins and outs and the rules of trading stocks and stuff like that. So that's kind of what got me, that led me more to that way. Really right during my senior year of high school is when I first kind of started to meet somebody, and I guess we really started our first business. So that was maybe like right around the time, I met some people during high school, and then after high school, we started our, you know, very first business. which was like some internet marketing.
So what were you doing there? What you team up, you find someone. What'd you guys go try to do? What was your internet marketing business?
Well, you know, obviously with it being the first business, like tons of mistakes made. Didn't really know at all what we were doing. At the beginning, we wanted to be a marketplace that would connect like online influencers, like big popular people online, to advertisers. We just kind of came up with it, and then worked on it for like months and months, and kind of then, you know, did some homework actually, and realized that there's like some really, really big players out there, and we wanted to partner with, you know, big YouTube celebrities, and then we found out that there's companies out there that like were direct partners with Google and YouTube to do exactly that. So like some really, really big players raised hundreds of millions of dollars. So like we kind of, I guess you could say, pivoted and did something else, and then we just decided to do like just wanted to do marketing for small startups. So we would like, we contacted some small startups that we met on Reddit or like some recently funded Kickstarter campaigns, and then said basically, you know, hey, we'll do your online marketing for you, things like, you know, newsletters, social media, and ads, just for like for a percentage of your total revenue. That was our business model, I guess, or our revenue model. And so that was, I guess, the first business where we actually even made any revenue. We had like 3 clients that we were doing online marketing for, and we didn't have a clue what we were doing. Right. Like we would tell them we would do this and this. Like we would say, oh yeah, we'll do ads for you, we'll do SEO. We didn't know how to do it. We just figured we'd go learn how to do it. So we probably brought in like $600 in revenue from doing that at the time, and then that company kind of just stopped, and then we started another one. I mean, I'm getting into like maybe 4 or 5 failed startups.
This has been just one part of our conversation with Jaron. Please check out other episodes to hear other topics we discussed. Also to check out our other podcasts with entrepreneurs that stopped by LaSan Studios to talk with us. Thanks for listening to the Live, Create, Launch podcast.